Hyperloop isn't just hype. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. A few years ago, Elon Musk, the man behind Tesla, SpaceX, and SolarCity, proposed the concept of the Hyperloop, a high-speed transportation system in which pressurized passenger capsules travel inside of partially evacuated elevated tubes, floating on a cushion of air and being driven by linear induction motors and air compressors. The vision was for a route between Los Angeles and San Francisco that would transport passengers between the two cities in 35 minutes, traveling at an average speed of about 600 miles an hour. It all sounded like a pipe dream taken out of a 1950s science fiction novel. But the Hyperloop is getting closer to becoming reality. A new company called Hyperloop Transportation Technologies, or HTT, has secured agreements to break ground early next year on a 5-mile test system in California. It is expected to be operational in 2018. A second California company is also in the business of trying to make the Hyperloop a reality. One thing to realize about Hyperloop is that it is mostly based upon existing technology. Nobody's built one of these things before, but pretty much everything in it has been used in some existing application. In some ways, Hyperloop is an updated, large-scale version of the old pneumatic tubes that used to move documents around office buildings. There is, of course, the matter of cost, but both Musk and the new companies involved in the technology estimate that a Hyperloop connecting Los Angeles and San Francisco would actually cost far less to build than California's planned high-speed rail system. Sometimes science fiction ends up becoming reality. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.